The upcoming class of the Bridgeport Police Academy has been paused over allegations of misconduct, specifically reports of sexual misconduct. But I want to know, is this an individual that's been allegedly causing issues, or is this a systemic issue at the academy? Joining us now is Police Chief from Bridgeport, Roderick Porter, back on the show. And Chief Porter, I appreciate you addressing this. And I guess we could start right then and there. Is this a person that is part of this investigation, or is this like an issue of sexual misconduct going on at the academy?
So good morning, Melissa, and thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure to be on here with you. And, you know, as you know, we aim to be as transparent as we possibly can. So first, I want to say I don't necessarily agree with the term pause. I believe the term I like to characterize it as we're working with Pulse C to provide some information, as we always do, as it relates to starting a new class. But obviously, we have to provide some more information regarding certain circumstances, and we're in the process of doing that. So I'm hopeful and confident that we are going to be able to have our class as scheduled. We've not been scheduled a class, so it was never paused because we hadn't been scheduled. And I think you characterized it fairly accurately earlier. This is an isolated situation, and it involves a particular individual. It's an ongoing investigation. It's a personnel investigation, so I can't really comment more. But I will say it's going to be wrapping up really soon. And thus far, from what I understand, is that it is not reflective of the overall academy as a whole or any other individuals at the police academy. You know, for the last 2 years, you know, we've been pumping the classes out to improve and grow the ranks of the Bridgeport Police Department. So our academy staff has been doing really, really well. And this is not reflective of those people who have been doing that work over the last couple of years.
I have to be honest with you, Chief. I was really surprised when I saw this headline. I appreciate the transparency that I've gotten, certainly since you've become the chief. But also, I feel like with the academy, I have Lieutenant Colazo on all the time. He just seems like the most stand-up guy who's like running the academy. To me, I was really shocked. But I immediately, that's why I wanted to have you on. Because, you know, we do unfortunately hear about bad apples in any industry. And I didn't know if it was that kind of a situation where we have somebody who, you know, is, again, these accusations are horrific. But if it was one person making a reputation look bad, or if this was a systemic issue. So my understanding from what you're saying is this is a person. This is not something that has been ongoing or has been like a practice at the academy.
Yeah, as I know right now, as the investigation is concluding, and obviously I don't know all the facts of the investigation, but that's my understanding, that this is isolated to one individual. And like you mentioned earlier, Lieutenant Colazo has been doing a great job at the academy. Not only him, the other staff there as well, and the other adjunct instructors to, you know, really help grow the department. So, you know, this is a really concerning incident, and I take it very seriously. We take it very seriously. And we're moving towards getting this investigation completed, and then, you know, we'll deal with it as it goes.
So you don't want to call it a pause, Chief Porter. What can I call it? Should we just say the upcoming class is being investigated, or what would you call this?
No, I wouldn't call it investigated. I just think that we need to provide Post C with some more information and some more assurances that everything is okay at our police academy. And we're in the process of doing that. And I think that we're going to be able to do that.
I mean, Chief Porter, you actually lead me to my next question, which is how do you assure that this doesn't happen again? And the reason I ask that is obviously, A, you want to continue attracting officers to want to be in Bridgeport and to be part of your team. But B, we have unfortunately seen sexual misconduct be an issue, not so much at Bridgeport, but we've seen it in other sectors, including we've seen it in the military. And it's been something that's been highlighted even here in Connecticut before, again, at the state level. So how do you make sure this doesn't happen again?
Well, through, number one, holding people accountable who do things like that. And when you hold individuals accountable, it sends the message throughout the department that that type of behavior is not acceptable. Number two, through training and education and reassuring and, educating our supervisors and make sure we provide proper oversight of the academy going forward. I think those are the things that you do. And those are things that we've always done in Bridgeport. You know, we were under federal oversight for many, many years. So we were kind of at the forefront of making sure we had good policies in place to deal with any types of allegations similar to these.
And my understanding, Chief, if I'm hearing you correctly, is have we had, even in recent history, but I mean, you've been connected to the Bridgeport Police Department for a very long time. Have we heard of this happening at the academy before?
Not to my knowledge, no.
No. And how long have you been with, just so people have an understanding, because I think that's significant that you've been with Bridgeport for how long, on and off?
Roughly 33 years.
Okay.
Many, many years ago, I was a on-site instructor at the police academy as well. And, you know, we've always had our own academy, and we've always had a very professional academy. I kind of think we set the standard. Other departments within their Officer Star Academy. And I want to say over the last couple of years, since I've been chief, we've really pushed education and training really, really hard. So bringing in outside instructors, bringing in private companies to do instructions and host classes for us, working with universities and to bring in other more, you know, advanced training as well.
Chief Porter, how
That's
do
really
you...
Important.
It is really important. I agree with you. And I know it's something that you're, I mean, I think transparency and collaboration, if there's anything I've learned from you over the years, is that those are two things that you focus on with whatever kind of police work that, you know, whatever role, I should say, you've played with the Bridgeport Police Department. And it's something that you've brought to your role as the chief. Do you feel like, Chief Porter, there is an atmosphere of where there's any kind of division, whether that's, you know, female versus male police officers or a white officer versus a minority officer? Do you feel like there is that, you know, that kind of an environment for Bridgeport or no?
You know, some years ago we had issues like that when we had federal oversight. But what I see is there's like we have a highly competitive environment and law enforcement in general. So there's a competitiveness for promotions, for assignments and things like that. And so sometimes those kind of put individuals at odds. But I think for the most part, it's just competitiveness for individuals wanting certain assignments and promotions and things of that nature. I don't see any racial issues within the department. Definitely no male versus female. You know, I really want to say how we've really grown the department. You know, bringing in more female officers has been an emphasis since I've been the chief, and we've really grown the number of female officers. I want to state we just expanded our female locker room because they outgrew the space that they had been in.
That's
so
awesome.
I don't necessarily see that in our department.
Well, and again,
when you have an organization, you know, we have, you know, now we have over 315 sworn police officers as well as civilian staff. So when you have that many people, obviously you're going to have some
problems pop up. That's anything.
Yeah.
I agree. No, I asked that question, Chief Porter, because I think, you know, Bridgeport, as well as most, I would say, other certainly cities, but many other towns across the state have really tried to bolster their police departments, right? And so I know this has been a priority for Bridgeport, but not only just having more officers, but a diversity. And so when you hear about these types of allegations at the academy, it can't help the image, which is really, I think, disheartening. And so that's why I want the record to be more clear that these are not, issues that you're facing, it sounds like, internally. This is, it sounds like, an isolated incident, which is really unfortunate, to be honest.
Yes, I agree. And as you said, and I want to repeat, we have over 400 probably employees or close to 400 employees with sworn and civilian. And so when you have that many people, you're going to have, you know, people who have conflicts. And as you said, we've grown the department in over 2 years. You know, a year and a half, we've almost reached Mayor Ganim's goal of 100 police officers. So we brought in over 80 police officers. And with this next class that we hope to put on this spring, that's going to put us over that number. We expect to have a class of 30 people this spring, probably May or June, and that will get us to Mayor Ganim's goal of bringing on 100 police officers. And think about that in terms of how it's been tough to recruit throughout the country and throughout the state.
Mm.
We will have put on 100 police officers in roughly a year and a half, a little under 2 years. Not many departments, if any, could say they've done that in the state of Connecticut.
Yeah, no, it's certainly, it was a large feat, I think, and you know, well on our way to getting to that goal, which is really, I think, is really great. And when you hear these kinds of stories, like I said, I think it brings doubt to people, unfortunately. But it's important to be transparent. And so that's why I appreciate, Chief Porter, that you were willing to come on. I know it's not a fun topic, but I appreciate you addressing it publicly here on WACC and certainly keep us posted. because I would love to know, you know, when the class does graduate. Now, this impacted individual, if you will, if it is proven to be true, is there a system to make sure that other departments across the state also know about this person?
It's an individual within our department. We're going to deal with that individual based on our mm-hmm. policies and procedures and our discipline guidelines if these allegations are proven true. But one of the things I do want to say, we self-report it. We notify the Post-C Training Academy ourselves of this incident as well. So we put them on notice right away that we had this incident because, again, we want to be transparent and we're cooperating with them to share whatever information we have to do. We're not trying to hide anything in this situation. We're trying to get to the bottom of it so we can move on and continue with our good reputation and bring on new police officers to the Bridgeport Police Department.
Agreed. I just think if other towns and cities, if they have academies and this person's like, okay, well, Bridgeport, you know, I think other police departments, at least in our state, should know if, in mm-hmm. fact, this is true. That's all I'm saying.
No, I mean, I'm sure Pulse will, we're a satellite of Pulse. I'm sure they will share with other departments the situation that we are going through to make sure that other departments don't go through it. So I'm sure hopefully this will be a learning experience for not only us, but other departments as well. And, and I do want to say we are still awaiting the outcome of the investigation. Mm-hmm. And, then we'll move forward at that point and deal with that situation.
Chief Porter, I really appreciate you addressing it here on the show. Thank you so much for your time.
Always a pleasure, Melissa.